Presenter is Roxanne Williams from the Division of Viral Hepatitis, Centers for Disease Control.
Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity to allow us to share what we found on hepatitis B vaccination coverage among students at a U.S. Health Science graduate school. And I am an Epidemic Intelligence Service Officer in the Division of Viral Hepatitis at CDC. So in today's presentation, I will provide some brief background on hepatitis B virus infection and vaccination among healthcare workers, our study rationale and objectives, methods, results, limitations, and conclusions. So hepatitis B virus, or HBV, is a DNA virus that infects the liver and is transmitted primarily through percutaneous and mucosal exposure to blood. HBV is the most common bloodborne pathogen posing occupational risk to healthcare workers, and this risk is related to the degree of contact with blood in the workplace. Before introduction of the hepatitis B vaccine, HBV infection, prevalence among healthcare workers was approximately 10 times higher than in the general population. Hepatitis B vaccine is the most effective means of prevention, and the vaccine is well established as a safe and highly effective vaccine and is given in a three-dose primary series. The vaccination recommendation to healthcare workers by ACIP and CDC was given in 1982, just a year after introduction of the vaccine in 81. Vaccine-induced immunity is assessed by measurement of antibodies to hepatitis B surface antigen, hereby referred to as anti-HBs, and a level of anti-HBs greater than 10 international units per liter after completion of the primary series is associated with protection, and the recommendation by ACIP and the CDC in 1990 was to have post-vaccination testing done for healthcare workers. So why did we do this study? Well, healthcare students, like healthcare workers, are at increased exposure to blood and blood products, and thus are at an increased risk for exposure to hepatitis B virus. Little information is currently available on hepatitis B vaccination coverage among healthcare students in the U.S. There's little interest in the persistence of protection provided by the vaccine since hepatitis B antibody levels decline over time. So the question really became, what is vaccine coverage and antibody levels among healthcare students? And this was really what our chief aim was. So we tried to determine vaccination coverage and antibody levels among a cohort of healthcare students in a U.S. healthcare school. And our secondary objectives were to determine the persistence of adequate anti-HBs levels among those who completed the primary series, and to evaluate response to booster doses of vaccine. We conducted a retrospective cohort study in December of 2009. And this study was conducted at Midwestern University, a private graduate school in Illinois that offers programs in osteopathic medicine, dentistry, and allied health. The eligibility criteria was to be a health science student at Midwestern who matriculated from 2004 to 2009 and had a student health clinic record. Data was collected through abstraction of student medical records, namely to obtain information on demographic information, hepatitis B vaccine doses, all post-vaccination anti-SBH values, and hepatitis B surface antigen status. Percent vaccination coverage was compared between students who received less than or equal to 3 doses versus 3 doses of vaccine by chi-square testing, and association of antibody levels to student characteristics, age at vaccination, time between primary series, post-vaccination testing were assessed by t-test and chi-square test. So of 3,452 health science students that matriculated between 2004 to 2009, all had student health records. Of these, 809 were excluded because of absence of critical data, chronic HBV infection, or allergy to vaccine. 2,643 received less than or equal to 3 doses and had post-vaccination anti-HBs levels. And 2,481 received 3 doses. So approximately 72% of the eligible participants completed the primary series. This graph describes the proportion of students with anti-HBs levels greater than or equal to 10 by the number of vaccine doses. So along the x-axis are those who received less than or equal to 3 doses and those who received 3 doses of vaccine. Along the y-axis is percentage of students. So the leftmost bar are those who received less than or equal to 3 doses, and of those, 93% had an adequate anti-HBs level or a level that's at or above 10. The rightmost bar is the participants who received 3 doses or completed their primary series, and 94% of these had adequate anti-HBs levels. The next 3 slides will describe characteristics of students with post-vaccination serology done after receiving less than or equal to 3 doses of vaccine. So 64% of the students were female, and both looking at male and female, greater than 90% had adequate anti-HBs levels. 85% were U.S. born, and in both foreign and U.S. born students, greater than or around 90% again had anti-HBs levels at or above 10. And the median age at the start of vaccination was approximately 15 years with a range of 0 to 49 years. We also looked at race and ethnicity. 63% were white, 1.2% black, 17% Asian Pacific Islander, 1.8% Hispanic, and less than 1% American Indian Alaska Native. Both black and Hispanic students had a higher proportion of anti-HBs levels under 10, though this was not statistically significant. We also explored the interval, the time interval between the primary vaccine series to the post-vaccination testing period for students who received 3 doses of vaccine. The most common time interval was 5 to 10 years, and a very small percentage, only 2.5%, had post-vaccination testing done more than 15 years after completing their series. Irrespective of the time interval, most students had an anti-HBs level greater than 90%, and with a shorter time interval, there was an increased likelihood of having an adequate anti-HBs level. As per Midwestern University policy, students who received their primary series but had inadequate anti-HBs levels were recommended to receive 1 to 3 booster doses. And the number of doses recommended depended on the interpretation of the test by the staff clinic. So if the lab value for the anti-HBs came back as being deemed just below the cutoff, they got 1 boost. If it was indeterminate, they got 2. If it was just deemed not immune, they got 3. Of the 175 students who had anti-HBs levels under 10, 17 were recommended to get a boost but were lost to follow-up, so they did not receive their booster dose. 31 received one booster, 46 received two, and 81 received three. Among those who received one or two booster doses and had a documented anti-HBs level, all had a level post-booster greater than 10. For those who received three boosters, only approximately 3% had inadequate anti-HBs levels. And in considering all who received a booster at all, 98% had adequate anti-HBs levels. So our study also had several limitations. Firstly, we could not exclude the possibility that a student got additional doses of vaccines that were not documented in the student health record, because we were really limited to whatever was provided in that record. Also, the time points for collection of the anti-HBs level after vaccination were variable. The policy of the school is that a student gets an anti-HBs level done, so it could be 3 months after, it could be 10 years after. Either was considered appropriate and was put in the record. Results may not be generalizable to other students or non-students of similar age. And student health records are intended primarily for documenting compliance. So variables that would have been of interest to us that we know affect immunity, like BMI or history of smoking, are not things that were necessarily important for the school, and so were not necessarily in their records. So in conclusion, approximately 75% of students completed the hepatitis B vaccination series. 94% of students who completed the three-dose hepatitis B vaccination series maintained anti-HBs levels at or above 10. And most completed the primary series during adolescence at around 15 years of age. Shorter time interval between vaccination and post-vaccination testing was associated with anti-HBs levels greater than 10, and almost all, or 98% of students with available results, had post-booster anti-HBs levels at or above 10 after revaccination with 1 to 3 additional doses. I would like to thank our collaborators at Midwestern University and the Illinois Department of Public Health, as well as my colleagues at the Division of Viral Hepatitis.